This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Remember when 2009 Nobel Peace Prize winner President Barack Obama bragged to his aides that he is really good at killing people in the book Double Down while discussing drone strikes? Well, just how good is he? Obama has managed to kill innocent civilians in Afghanistan with a 90% success rate. And according to the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, Obama's CIA drone strikes have killed children. And our commander-in-chief has bragged about it. The next time some liberal rattles on about how great Obama is, remind them of this horrifying statistic. And now, the Pentagon has finally issued a report made public by a FOIA request stating that unmanned military aircraft have been deployed on non-military missions that have occurred fewer than 20 times between 2006 and 2015, and always in compliance with existing law. Back in 2013, we caught a glimpse of the use of military drones in the United States when then FBI Director Robert Mueller testified before Congress.
Our footprint is very small. We have very few and of limited use, and we're exploring not only the use but also the necessary guidelines for that use.
Does the FBI use drones for surveillance on U.S. soil?
Yes.
The recent revelations of the robbery of liberty for supposed security by an out-of-control myriad of federal alphabet agencies is nothing new. Kurt Nimmo writes, a 400-page Defense Department document obtained by NBC News in 2004 revealed the Pentagon's increased domestic spying activity on anti-war groups following the 9/11 attacks. The CIA also spied on and subverted the anti-war movement with its Operation Chaos in the late 1960s. Additionally, the agency covertly launched Project Merrimack to infiltrate and subvert domestic political groups despite the CIA charter forbidding such activity. In 2012, Infowars.com reported on Obama's Environmental Protection Agency using aerial drones to spy on farmers and cattle ranchers in Nebraska and Iowa. The surveillance came under scrutiny after Nebraska's congressional delegation sent a joint letter to EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson. The EPA argued the flights are legal. Jackson said, courts, including the Supreme Court, have found similar types of flights to be legal, and EPA would use such flights in appropriate instances to protect people and the environment from violations of the Clean Water Act. Oh, and what a stellar job the EPA is doing, as is evident in Durango, Colorado, and Flint, Michigan. Despite the fact the Posse Comitatus Act prohibits the military from operating on American soil, the Pentagon has busied itself with establishing drone bases within the United States. Public Intelligence, a nonprofit advocating free access to government information, released a map of military UAV activities inside the United States in 2012. According to the organization, it is not clear if the bases are used for foreign missions or domestic surveillance. A list produced by the Federal Aviation Administration in response to an Electronic Freedom Foundation Freedom of Information Act lawsuit also shows numerous drone bases within the continental United States. In June of 2015, drone pilots were walking off their jobs in droves. International Business Times reported a group of 45 U.S. military veterans have signed a letter appealing to pilots responsible for carrying out deadly aerial military drone strikes in countries like Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Pakistan to stand down and deliberately refuse to carry out their orders. The letter was submitted to U.S. media outlets by anti-drone group No Drones, pleading with drone pilots to refuse to fly surveillance and kill missions. It's as clear as the nose on your face. The level of treason required to ignore the Constitution, your fellow Americans' rights, and basic human empathy and compassion can only be stomached by the anti-American criminals calling the shots in the highest offices in Washington, D.C. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutramedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, March 11th, 2016. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Austin has been turned upside down. Not only do we have South by Southwest opening today, but President Obama decided he would make things a little bit more unbearable for us here in Austin by showing up for South by Southwest. And, of course, Michelle is going to be coming on a second different visit at some point in the next 10 days. Here's how this is playing out. You know, whenever we have an event that the government gets involved in, they always step up security to an even more absurd level than it was the time before. Every event has to be clamped down more tightly. What's going on now, we got a story up on InfoWars.com. Earlier this week, the Secret Service visited the 360 Tower in Austin, Texas, told the management that residents of the building will not be allowed to access to their balconies during Obama's visit to the city on Friday. So, you know, if you've got you live in an apartment in the city, you've got a balcony, stay off of your balcony. Get inside. The next thing they'll be doing is demanding that we close our curtains as well, so we do not gaze upon the anointed one as he goes past us. This is the kind of total paranoia that the police state continues to ramp up, and yet they can't be concerned enough about security, real security, to lock up Hillary Clinton when she conspires to put top secret documents on her private server and lie about it. Come on. The national security state religion here, where you can't even walk out on your balcony as the motorcade is distantly passing away, okay? You have to stay in your apartment. The next thing they're going to do is they're going to tell people there'll be some Secret Service agents by about an hour before the president comes by. They're going to tie you to your chair and blindfold you as well. Okay? I mean, this is getting beyond belief. And so that's what's going on in Austin right now. It's very difficult to get around. We're going to be reporting on this. We've got our reporters on the street. And, of course, we have the brokered convention has already started. Did you know that? You know, all this talk about the brokered convention, but it started, folks. You've got Jeb Bush meeting in secret with Rubio, Kasich, Cruz before the debate, plotting on what they're going to do to Donald Trump. You know, it was reported in the mainstream media. Well, it's not clear that there's going to be an endorsement at this time from Jeb Bush. What? Come on. That's not the tack they're taking. They are conspiring to, I mean, he wouldn't meet with Trump. Of course, he knows he's not going to get an appointment from Trump. Trump would just look at him and say, Jeb, you're a mess, and he would be right. But, of course, they're going to, you know, do these backroom deals. I can just imagine what's going on. This is arm-twisting incentives being handed out. I think that the Bushes and this movement behind Cruz, you saw Brother Neil come in as his finance manager. If you're not questioning the judgment and the integrity of Ted Cruz, that should do it right there in and of itself. Neil Bush, whose sole accomplishment is to be the pen that created the SNL, that burst the SNL bubble, okay, with his fraud, with his crony connections, coming in and using the people that he knows to get a $2.5 million loan, and then they find out that this company that he got the loan on has nothing but a worthless oil lease that he paid, that the company paid Neil Bush $100,000, $150,000. It's been a while since I looked at the numbers on that. But it was fraudulent, okay? It kicked off the biggest financial crisis that we had until his brother became president. not that that was solely the fault of George W. Bush, but you know what? The buck stops there, folks. Nevertheless, so we've got Neil Bush getting behind and coming on board with Ted Cruz as a finance advisor, you know, between that and Goldman Sachs and these other people, and then hiding his loans. Maybe Neil is going to show him how to hide the finances so the people can't find it. I don't know. But that happens, and the next day we find that also Jeb is meeting with all the candidates except Trump. Now, when we look at some of the people who are doing endorsements, we've had a lot of endorsements. We've had Ben Carson today endorsing Donald Trump. We're going to talk about what's behind that. Chuck Norris endorsing Ted Cruz. Oh, that didn't happen. That was widely reported. He was supposed to be at one of the events, and then they had to walk that back. Chuck Norris made it clear he's not endorsing Ted Cruz or anybody for that matter. And then the strangest endorsement of all, Marco Rubio has endorsed John Kasich in Ohio. How's that? Yeah, so you got to stop Trump by any means, okay? That's what these guys are doing. They're plotting on how they're going to stop Trump. And Jeb thinks that he can be the guy in charge of this. He can make a deal. Let's all coalesce behind Cruz. We can do this kind of brokered thing. And you know what? I'm sure that he's, when he meets with Ted Cruz, what he's telling Cruz is what you've got the Cruz media, people like Mark Levin, saying Ted Cruz is a reincarnation of Ronald Reagan. You know what? If you believe that, you're the low-information voter. You know, Ted Cruz went out and told people that he opined that Trump supporters are low-information voters. You know, if you believe that Ted Cruz is a conservative and not a neocon, you may be a low-information voter. You may also be a low-information voter if you think Ted Cruz is an outsider. He is the ultimate insider. He has been inside the Bush administration for a long time. He and Heidi bragged that they were the first Bush marriage. They were both insiders throughout the Bush organization. They have both been neocons, part of the establishment that pushes war. All the time they were in the Bush administration. Then when he decided that he wanted to run as a president. You know, first he is this obsequious, greasy, oily little guy that is working his way through the bureaucracy, and then he gets elected senator. After he becomes senator, he starts climbing over the backs of the senators. That's why they hate him so much. Immediately begins running for president. Okay, he's gone through, what is it, three years into his term, he was already openly running for president. He started running for president right away. Last December, the National Review was calling him on the carpet for throwing the term neocon around. They said, that's a toxic term. It's radioactive. It's an epithet. It's pejorative. It's a dog whistle to his supporters. Yeah, it was. It was a dog whistle to his supporters. That was how he was going to create his bona fides as a, got my phone going off here. Hang on a second. Sorry about that, folks. That was his bona fide. That was the way that he was going to tell everybody that he was an outsider. And, of course, it was the National Review, which is the magazine on record of the neocon movement, that called him on the carpet for it. Now we see the very people who are out there saying, you're using a dog whistle, you're throwing people on the bus, you're calling us warmongers, those same warmongers, people like John Bolton and others, now are his close advisors. So if you look at the people who are lining up behind Ted Cruz, you understand the guy is not a conservative, he's a neocon, he's not an outsider, he is the ultimate insider, and he is part of the Bush family. Of course, the statement that Roger Stone gave us during the interview talking about how Ted Cruz is a Bush by another name, he wrote an op-ed piece that appeared in the Daily Caller pointing out the same issues. Here's the way that I think Jeb Bush is selling this to Ted Cruz. I think what he's telling him is, look, you know, we have constructed this image of you as the second coming of Ronald Reagan. You're going to get the Christians and the conservatives like Ronald Reagan did. What I can do is I can bring you, Jeb will say, I can bring you the moderates and the GOP establishment, just like my father did to Ronald Reagan. Or we can oppose you and take you down. We can make you king or we can take you down. I think that's what's going on. I think that's what's happening with the Bush brothers. And, of course, an interesting comment from Ted Cruz about Florida. Well, actually, it wasn't from the Cruz campaign. It was by a super PAC that is supporting Ted Cruz, and they are pulling out of Florida. They said they're not going to be running ads in Florida. They said, we've done an analysis, and it looks like Marco Rubio can lose there all by himself. Now, if Marco Rubio loses all by himself, it becomes very difficult for Trump to go forward. If John Kasich loses even in his home state, since he hasn't won anything anywhere at all, it becomes very difficult for him to move forward. This article, very interesting. Pat Cadell says, when Trump finds out that Kasich voted for NAFTA, Kasich will lose Ohio. You hear that, Donald? He voted for NAFTA. And, of course, when I cut the piece talking to Bernie Sanders supporters about why, if Hillary Clinton becomes a nominee, they might really want to think about supporting Donald Trump rather than Hillary Clinton, pointing out that, look, on so many different issues, on opposing the Fed, on opposing the trade treaties, which are crony capitalism, on opposing NAFTA, most people on the left, Huffington Post, rest of it, they understand. They did studies. They've looked at this. They've looked at the massive outflow of jobs. Now, of course, the leadership of the Democrat Party, like Hillary Clinton and the superdelegates, they want to see this go through. They want to run this through just like Ted Cruz's supporters. And Ted Cruz has written op-ed pieces as well. We're going to tell you about that. He wrote op-ed pieces with Paul Ryan talking about how the TPP needed to be run through. And again, you may be a low-information voter if you think that Ted Cruz is a constitutionalist. Over and beyond the eligibility issue, the very fact that he would subvert the Constitution in support of the TPA. He voted for it before he voted against it. When he voted against it, they didn't need his vote. But he had already written op-ed pieces with Paul Ryan saying how they needed to run through the TPP. That is why Senator Sessions did not endorse him, but endorsed Donald Trump. Because he understands, he's the only one of all the senators who went through and looked at that. I was very disappointed that even Rand Paul did not go through and look at the TPP. He opposed it, consistently opposed it, opposed the TPA. But, of course, Ted Cruz is now telling us that he doesn't support it when, in fact, he wrote op-ed pieces in support of it and saying that we're going to get rid of the constitutional process for approving treaties. Why would you have the TPA? If so, you can get this through because you know you don't have 67 senators. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. David Knight on this Friday, March 11th, 2016. We're going to go back to some breaking news here. Before we do, I just want to let you know that we have Super Male Vitality back in stock at the InfoWarsLife.com store. Super Male Vitality is back after a limited run. Now is the time to get your bottle before it sells out once again. And you know what, folks? You can make sure that you don't run out of any of these products when you sign up for AutoShip. That helps us to manage our inventory, to know what demand is going to be, and we want to make this a win-win situation for you, so we give you 10% discount whenever you sign up for these products on AutoShip. You determine the interval that you want to get the product at, and we give you the 10% discount, and it works well for both of us. And we have now in stock Supermail Vitality, also something that I rely on, and that is BrainForce. It's one of my favorite products that we have at the InfoWarsLife.com store. It is not like energy drinks or supplements. It uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. I drink coffee, but that is what really gets me going is BrainForce. Again, BrainForce. We have Supermail Vitalities, many other items that ran out of stock with the large sale that we had going are now in stock, but never run out of stock on your products if you sign up for AutoShip. We will make sure that we have that available for you and give you a 10% discount. Now, as I was saying in the last segment, it's really bizarre. We've now seen that Marco Rubio's campaign is urging supporters in Ohio to back John Kasich. He says, if you're a Republican primary voter in Ohio, you don't want Donald Trump to be the nominee, John Kasich is your best bet. That's really strange, okay? But maybe that was something that came out of the little secret meetings that John Kasich and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio had with Jeb Bush. As I said, the brokered convention has already started, folks. You've got the Bush family that completely owns Ted Cruz. That's where his career began. We've got the Bushes now falling in line behind him, and they're doing their little Machiavellian game plays here, telling people. But, you know, I don't really think it's going to work out. You know, Rubio really doesn't have that much influence with people. And I think once they find out about John Kasich in Ohio, there's been so many jobs lost to NAFTA in Ohio. And that's what's causing people who are Democrats, blue-collar workers, to re-register and cross over and vote for Donald Trump. Reagan had about 13% blue-collar Democrat voters who crossed over for him. Right now, for Donald Trump, it's about 10% that are doing that. And as Pat Caddell, one of the pollsters, said on television, he said, hey, somebody should go back and do some research on John Kasich and see if he voted for NAFTA. He was in Congress at that time. I bet he voted for NAFTA. And he goes, boy, if he did, and Donald Trump gets a hold of that, it's over for John Kasich. Well, guess what? Breitbart carried the story. They went back, they looked at it, and they said, yeah, Kasich did, in fact, vote for NAFTA in 1993 while a congressman. During a January GOP debate as well, he declared, I'm a free trader. Let's understand, this is not about free trade, folks. This is about managed trade. If you had bothered to read the trade agreement, as Senator Sessions did and tried to explain to those who were in the Senate and voted to ram this thing through without any amendments, without any debate, without any kind of delay whatsoever. It has to go to the floor once it's sent by the president within a certain period of time. There can be no debate, no filibusters, nothing. It's going to be voted on within that certain period of time. And it doesn't need the 67 votes that a treaty needs to have. They've taken it down to a simple majority. If you bothered to look at this, you would know that it's not about free trade. It's about managed trade. These rules, as complicated as they are not going to apply. It is a living document, as Senator Sessions said. There will be an international commission that is not elected, not accountable to anybody in America. They will decide what the trade deals are going to be. That means that they manage our economy. And we have seen how this works out, haven't we? We were lied to. We were told that we're going to get a lot of jobs out of NAFTA. We lost 1 million jobs. We lost $1 trillion in trade deficits just to Mexico. And you look at these massive trade deficits that we've had with Mexico immediately after and continuing to increase. But then he goes on, he says, well, I supported NAFTA. He admitted it, Kasich did, back in January in the debate. He says, I believe in the PTT. The PTT. Now, that's a low-information candidate there. He doesn't even know that it's the TPP. He doesn't know enough about it. Maybe he just is ignorant. Maybe somebody told him that it's free trade, and he thinks that free trade's a good idea. I think free trade's a good idea. Ron Paul said he likes free trade. Ron Paul said NAFTA's not free trade. You don't need thousands of pages of managed trade to have free trade. You just have a free market. What's it called, a free market? Yeah, I'm all for free markets, but I'm not for managed trade. And I'm not for being a sucker And these guys have absolutely no idea what the China price is. When Donald Trump talks about manipulating currency, their eyes glaze over and they make fun of him. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, March 11th, 2016. I want to take some calls and see what you think about the news, about the election, about recent events. Perhaps you've got something to say about what happened in Oregon with the shooting of Lavoy Finnegan. We saw that video. Absolutely amazing to me that the government can continually, whether it's in the city or whether it's in the country, execute people. You get it on tape, and they just get away with it. The only thing the FBI seems to be concerned about is they didn't report accurately the number of shots they took. Really? You murder a man, you attempt to murder three other people in a vehicle, and the only thing they're concerned about is accurately reporting the number of shots that were fired. Absolutely amazing. The number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. There is some good news coming out of New Hampshire. There's always good news coming out of New Hampshire, seems like, if you believe in liberty. On March 10th, that's yesterday, the New Hampshire House of Representatives voted in favor of considering a measure codifying jury nullification as part of that state's criminal procedure. That is one of my favorite freedom things to do here is jury nullification. We've got to get people to understand what jury nullification is about. We have to get people to understand what their right is as a juror, what their duty is as a juror. You know, Nancy Reagan's funeral was today. She was famous for just saying no. Well, you know, we need to just say no to government tyranny. And the best way we can do that is as a juror. That was what it was designed for. Now, in the past, they've had a movement in New Hampshire. They were successful in getting a law passed there that said that the judges could not punish lawyers for telling jurors about jury nullification because it's part of the law. I mean, jury nullification, not just that telling them about it is part of the law, but that jury nullification itself is a long-established legal tradition. It's what juries are there for. They're not there just to judge the facts of the case. As a matter of fact, in this article from the New American, they have a quote here from the very first Supreme Court justice. He says, on questions of facts, that's the province of the jury. On questions of law, it's the province of the court. In other words, the judge to decide. But, he said, it must be observed that by the same law which recognizes the reasonable distribution of jurisdiction, you have, nevertheless, a right to take upon yourself to judge both, to determine the law as well as the fact and controversy. This is what the Supreme Court justice told a jury in 1794. And, of course, that was the way all the founders understood this. And this article from New American, New Hampshire House to consider codifying jury nullification, they go through the long tradition of this, the quotes from people who were both Federalist and anti-Federalist talking about how important this was. Now, that is a long-standing tradition. At some point in time, our government decided they didn't want juries to know that they have that right. They wanted to lie to people and shut down jury nullification. They will try to keep you off of a jury if you are open about the fact that you believe in jury nullification. If you start talking about it as part of deliberations, they will remove you from the jury in many cases. There are some judges that won't do that, but most will. And if a lawyer talks about it for his defendant, they will try to disbar him. So they stopped that in the earlier law in New Hampshire. Now this is a law that would mandate, quote, the court shall inform the jury of its right to judge the facts and the application of the law in relation to the facts and controversy. So, if, for example, you're going to send somebody to jail for a mandatory minimum of 10, 20 years because they had a small amount of pot that they were growing in their closet, then the jury might look at that and say, you know, yeah, he was doing that. He wasn't hurting anybody. And that's a ridiculous sentence. So we're going to find him not guilty just to make sure that this doesn't go through. And I think that's a very, very important thing for us to understand. We need to start this movement in other states as well. And, of course, as I mentioned the other day briefly, there is a move afoot in Arizona that would stop the enforcement of unconstitutional laws by state representatives. We've seen that introduced in another number of states, and that is something that needs to be propagated as well. There's a lot that we can do to cut off the tyranny of Washington besides elect a president. And that's why I think it's, you know, when I look at the candidates that are there, Rand Paul had been very good in terms of explaining to people the libertarian point of view, to explain to people the importance of individual liberty, the importance of the Bill of Rights. We don't have a candidate that understands that. Ted Cruz says he does, and I don't believe that he does, because I've seen him move in too many ways, changing his statement. He used to say that he supported Ed Snowden as an important whistleblower. Now he thinks he's a traitor, implies he should be executed. And, of course, his advisor, Woolsey, came out and said that. James Woolsey, who is his advisor, somebody who was a Clinton administration appointee to the CIA, somebody who is a leader in many neocon groups, has called for the execution of Ed Snowden, and he is a close advisor to Ted Cruz. So if you look at his advisors, as we pointed out, this is the Kurt Nemo story going back to February, the men behind Ted Cruz, neocons, and a CIA propagandist. The way the New American put it, Ted Cruz's closest counselors are neocons. I would say maybe his closet counselors are neocons. So he pulls these guys in as his closest advisors, keeping them under the carpet while he publicly trashes their policies. While he publicly trashes quote-unquote neocons, he brings in the leaders of the neocons. Okay? And that's the way he is on every issue. As Kurt Nemo summed up back in February, he said, Ted Cruz is not even remotely a libertarian. He is a neocon masquerading as a champion of liberty. If nominated and elected, he will continue the forever war agenda. It was initiated by the Bush regime, a regime that he was part of, folks, he and his wife. And he will further expand the high-tech surveillance police state because he's doing that to his supporters right now. He profiles his supporters to a level of detail that nobody has ever done before. And then he tells them precisely what he knows they want to hear. Okay? And that's what he's going to do if he becomes president. Now, there's another closet issue that kind of bears, I think, on the fact that Ben Carson endorsed Donald Trump today. And this was not too long ago. This is back in about a month ago, about February 19th this came out. As one of the debates was happening, Cruz and Carson held a secret meeting about Ted Cruz's dirty tricks in a closet. And the Daily Beast had a lot of fun with this, of course, because they're a Democrat publication. They said two grown men running for president met in a storage closet last night. The two huddled in the unusual venue for nearly 20 to 25 minutes as Secret Service stood outside, according to a Republican operative who witnessed the strange scene. This was Ted Cruz trying to explain to Ben Carson why they lied about him in Iowa, in the Iowa caucus. And everybody knows the story, except that most people don't know the true story about the time sequence that was there. You see, not only did they say that Ben Carson was dropping out in the caucuses, what they said afterwards was, well, who knew? I mean, there was this CNN article that came out, they tweeted about it, and it really wasn't clear, so, you know, we were just mistaken, after they had been doing that for an hour. In reality, the tweet that they were referring to that they used to propagate this lie to stab Ben Carson in the back in Iowa, where he had the best chance to get off the ground, they squashed him before he got off the ground, that was about 20 minutes before the caucuses started. And it was immediately tweeted out by the CNN reporter who did it. He said, and oh, by the way, yeah, he is going to Florida. He's not sticking around. But he made it clear that he's going back, although he's going back to his home, he is not dropping out of the race no matter what the outcome is. And those came out virtually simultaneously 20 minutes before the caucus began. And then the Ted Cruz people, who want to tell us that they are the face of God to America. See, that's the other thing that concerns me about him, and that is the public display of piety. And, of course, there's a lot of articles that are linked at the top of the Drudge Report about this, how they believe that he is the one who is anointed, that God has spoken to him through the Holy Spirit, telling them that he is going to be the next president of the United States. And then I saw this article on the Daily Mail, and I thought at first maybe it was about Ted Cruz. A Christian prophet has his buttocks mauled by a lion after running toward a pride to prove the Lord's power over animals during a South African safari. Maybe Ted Cruz is about to get his buttocks mauled in this next election on Tuesday. In this particular case, this is literally what happens, and this is why as Christians we need to, when we start thinking that we're getting guidance from God, we need to kind of check and see if that isn't, that little voice that we hear, isn't our pride telling us something. In this particular case, they say a church leader had his buttocks mauled by a lion after running toward a pride. How's that for irony? A little bit of pride there. In a bid to prove the Lord's power over animals. He's said to have fallen into a trance, started speaking in tongues before charging at a pride of lions, feeding on an impala. He said, as he sprinted toward them, the lions immediately viewed him as prey, and they zeroed in on him, realizing his mistake. He turned his back and ran back toward the car, but not before one of the lions clamped down on his buttocks. And looking back on this, looking back on the lion pride, looking back on his pride, and how his prayers turned him into prey, he said, I do not know what came over me. I thought the Lord wanted me want to use me to show his power over animals. Is it not that we were given dominion over all the creatures of the earth? Well, take a look at Genesis 3, Pastor, and you'll understand what happened with the fall. And I would guess when you look at these articles at the top of the Drudge Report that maybe Ted Cruz is looking at what's going on. He's saying, was I not anointed and given power to have dominion over America? He's like, maybe not, Ted. Maybe not. Maybe it's not your time. Maybe you're misreading that. Maybe that's your own interpretation. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm going to ask this question. This is serious. It's not tongue in cheek. I've been thinking that someone maybe needs to put forth the question to Donald Trump. How should his supporters respond in the event of his untimely demise? Should it be under, if it were to happen and it's obviously under questionable, suspicious circumstances, I would like to see him respond to that. What should, you're talking about a hornet's nest out here.
Oh, yeah.
And, I would like to see him answer that.
Well, you know, Washington and government in general is a mafia. I mean, we just had the founder of RT beaten to death in Washington. Suspicion falls upon the Russian government, perhaps, because he used to be an ally of Putin. Now he's a critic of Putin. You know, the bottom line is, at its very best, even if the government is not shooting at citizens down in the streets like LaVoy Finicum, they are still a protection racket in the sense that they come to you and they say, you know what, pay me some money and nothing bad will happen to you. You know, I wouldn't want you to have some kind of an accident, you know, like the guys, the mafia shakes down people in the restaurant, you know. It would be a shame if something were to happen to this nice place, okay? They're not that tactful about it. They just get in your face and threaten you. So basically, they're taking your money. They're saying that you need to be protected. But the reality is that the biggest threat to you is the government. It's not some kind of a foreign boogeyman. It's your own government that's most likely to kill you. And, yeah, we have seen that multiple times. We have had many people that have been on the show that Alex has talked to, the D.C. madam, Gary Webb, who then we were told committed suicide. And in all these cases, they had absolutely no reason to commit suicide. They were in a great frame of mind. They even said, no, Alex even asked the D.C. madam, and I believe maybe Gary Webb as well. You know, you're not planning on committing suicide, are you? Make sure you get that. No, man, I'm feeling great. Things are turning. You know, I've got a lot of stuff in the fire. Everything is looking good. And then in a couple of days, they are suicided. So I don't know really what he would do. I think that he doesn't want to probably respond to that because, remember, that didn't work out too well for Ross Perot. People portrayed him as paranoid and afraid of the Bushes. You know, if there's somebody to be afraid of, you would want to be afraid of the Bushes. Remember George Bush going like this? Okay. Isn't it interesting that he said that he was threatened by George Bush? He dropped out for a while. He said, they threatened me, threatened my family. Everybody poo-pooed that idea. We know a lot more about the Bushes now than we did then, don't we? Let's go to Laura in Montana. Laura?
Hi, David.
Hi.
I was aghast last night. My husband and I looked at each other when Kasich started talking about Ukraine and boots on the ground and helping the Ukrainians. You know, he knows absolutely nothing about what happened in Ukraine and Russia, the MH17, you name it, and even including Victoria Nuland's famous leaked audio tape with Jeffrey Pyatt, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, talking about who she was going to put in as president. Is it going to be Klitschko or Yatsenyuk? You know, really the telltale indication of the United States' involvement in Ukraine. And
well, absolutely. I agree with you, Laura. And you, when you look at all these people, that's why I say to people, look, there isn't any other candidate out there other than Donald Trump who is pushing back against the neocons. They have all aligned against him. They have to stop him at every at any expense, and it's the people, like you just mentioned, John Kasich, but Marco Rubio is the same way. Ted Cruz is the same way. They all want to put us into every conflict and initiate these conflicts as they did in Ukraine. Go ahead.
Like you said about TPP or TPP, he didn't even know what that was. I just can't believe we have somebody running for president who knows nothing about all these incidents. It's just shocking to me. So,
but he said,
thank you for all the work you do, David. You are such an asset to InfoWars. I wish you could be an advisor to Donald Trump. But
well, thanks. He's got some good advisors. I'm sure. He's got Senator Sessions, and Senator Sessions knows what's going on. He knows what's going on. This is not about trade. This is about managing our economy, and it is about destroying our sovereignty. Senator Sessions understands that, and I hope that he has Donald Trump's ear, because there's going to be all kinds of people who are going to come to him. There are going to be people from the Council on Foreign Relations, and there's, you know, we've got, however, people from the CFR that are already counselors to Ted Cruz. So as they're trashing Donald Trump, people like Max Boot and others from the CFR, as they're trashing him, the leader of the CFR, Robert Haas, tries to come to him to play good cop. Okay, so you got good cop, bad cop being played by the CFR. Ronald Reagan was the first president we had that after the CFR was created that was not a member of the CFR, but then he put 350-60 CFR people in the State Department. They wound up controlling it. So they have their ways. And that's something I hope Donald Trump is wise about, that if he becomes president. He needs to listen to the solid people like Senator Sessions. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Well, Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the next hour. We have an interview with Mitch Feierstein. He is the author of Planet Ponzi. He also has a Planet Ponzi website. We're going to talk to you about the biggest Ponzi scheme ever. Remember, there was the original Ponzi scheme, and then there were things like the bank pump-and-dump bailouts that we've had. But, of course, there are others as well. When I think of Ponzi schemes, the first thing I think of is Social Security. But we're going to be talking to the author, the expert on Ponzi schemes, Mitchell Feierstein. He's going to be with us in the next hour. But right now, we're taking your calls. Before I go back to your calls real quickly, I just want to let you know that we have Brainforce in stock. We also now have back in stock Super Male Vitality. We run out of things constantly. Now is the time, while these items are in, to stock up on them. And also, think about if you use our products, if you take a look at the reviews that are there, and we have thousands of interviews over the various products, you can take a look at what other people are using these products for, how they rate them, what they say they have helped them to do. And if you're looking at these things and trying them out, now's a good time to get Brainforce. And also look at the option of making sure you don't run out of these products by signing up for AutoShip. Gives you a 10% discount. Make sure that you get it at the interval that you choose, and you will never run out of these items. Right now, we do have Brainforce and Super Male Vitality back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to the phone calls right now. Let's go to Uncle Sam in New Orleans. Go ahead, Uncle Sam.
Yes, David. You're reporting on the Bundy and Finnegan, especially yesterday, was so emotionally deep that it resonated right through. I congratulate you on what you're doing there.
Well, thank you. But you know what I'm concerned about is the fact that people can look at this and not be concerned about it, that people cannot report on this. And it bothers me on so many different levels, the idea that the government would first put out a video that was a deliberate attempt to deceive people. And then as this incredibly powerful video of the cell phone inside the car comes out and people can see what was really going on, that the mainstream media would not be interested in covering this. And we have to get the word out. Unless we have a large number of the American public who are concerned about this, who see what has happened, nothing is going to change. One or two of us who are upset about this, and it's not going to change anything. We have to get everyone to understand what's going on. And we have to understand that there are other things, too, like jury nullification. I mean, the jurors in these cases where these guys are coming up, they need to understand that Clive and Bundy, A, nothing in the criminal complaint that I read was true about Clive and Bundy. It was a pack of lies. But they're going to try to send this guy to jail for 43 years. Even if he had told people, let's have this demonstration. I want you to help me try to get my cattle back. Even if he had done that, conspiracy, okay? He doesn't deserve 43 years in jail. That's where you, as a juror, you say, no, we're not going to do it. I'm sorry, I want to let you talk. Go ahead, Uncle Sam. Tell us what you wanted to say.
Yeah, sorry. I'm the Uncle Sam that Kit Daniels interviewed a few months back. I'm going to feature your reporting on this on my wagon on the street. Make it one of the things I don't want to get people talking about on the street. One other thing here. There was an EMT from EMT on 9/11, the day of 9/11, who stopped by my booth and gave me some testimony that you guys really should look into. If you go to YouTube, EMT 9/11 whistleblower hyphenated, you'll see this woman's testimony. She does have pictures, and so does her colleagues that have never been seen before, of the vehicles that were blowing up all by themselves.
Hey, we're out of time. Thank you so much. And, of course, Uncle Sam has got a cart where he broadcasts our information. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
Visit GPNLive.com today.